everyone, and welcome to episode 61 of K-Drama Convos. So today, if you don't know, well, probably most people don't know. What's so funny? Probably most people don't know that we live in PA, and today we are on vacation in New Jersey.
Woohoo!
Because we're so cool.
Oh, yeah.
We're at the beach in Jersey. Yay.
Yay.
The funniest thing is that we're not beach people.
We're boardwalk people. Well, you and I are boardwalk people.
We like walk on the boardwalk and
people watch.
Yeah, and getting food.
And getting more food.
I like getting food.
And so, getting...
I don't get really... I don't like souvenirs, like cheesy stuff. I just get food. That's my souvenir. Yeah. But that's why this episode is going up. Either it's going to go up Monday or Tuesday, so a day or two late.
Yeah.
Because we planned to record this before we left, but our schedule did not work.
Mm-mm.
And we're like, it's fine. We're on vacation. We'll just push it back a day or two. So that's why this is going up a little late. So sorry about that. But so we are staying in like a... I guess it's like a top level of a house, or it's almost like an apartment.
It's a second floor of a house.
Yeah, second floor of a house. And so...
Full apartment.
A full apartment, basically. And so currently, we're in one of the bedrooms, and we're like, because, you know, we're like, crap, where are we going to record? I don't know. The only place with a table is the dining room, and it's super echoey in there. So we're like, what do we do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because we can't record out there. It's too, it'd be terrible. It'd echo all over the place.
With ceramic floors. That doesn't work.
Yeah, it'd be awful. And so, we're, you know, I was, like, looking around all the rooms, like, where could we, like, sit, this or that. Like, mainly because, like, us sitting and talking isn't hard. It's having a place for our mic to be.
It's never hard to sit and talk.
Yeah, no, we're pretty good at that. Having somewhere for a mic to just sit and, mm-hmm. like, you know, because we're, like, we don't want to set it on a bed if it just, like, falls over because it's squishy. Like,
it would be lovely to do it out on the deck. But it's too windy.
Yeah, it's super windy. Yeah. And where
we are, like,
above the boardwalk.
Yeah, you sit on the deck and you look at the boardwalk and the beach.
Yeah, the boardwalk is right in front of our house, so it's kind of loud.
Yeah.
It's an awesome view. It's super nice, but it's too loud to record.
Make sure to post a picture of the view.
I'll put it on our story.
Yeah.
I'll put that.
Yeah.
And so we had to get creative. And there was a coffee table, and we pulled that in to one of the bedrooms, and then covered it with a blanket. We covered all the, like, bureaus with a blanket, and the one door, too, to try and, like, have it not very echoey.
Yeah.
This was two beds in here. That
right, so if it sounds different,
that's why. And then we are currently sitting on the floor at our coffee table in between two beds. It's not very fancy, but it works. You know, it works. So, so if it sounds a little off, it's because we're on vacation right now. So today we are talking about I guess it's just called a short drama. It's not a web drama.
Right, yeah.
Just the short drama, To Jenny. And I have to thank the people on the Discord I'm part of. Because I asked...
We never would have found this.
Never would have found it.
No.
Mm-mm. Had never heard of it or anything like that. And because I had asked for suggestions for short dramas so that we could do a few more for our podcast. Because, you know, finishing like a 16 to 20 hour drama versus like a 6 hour, there's a big difference there.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit easier for us.
Yeah, and to finish 16 episode dramas in a month.
We don't do that.
It's hard to do.
We finish like 2 a month.
It's really hard.
We actually don't watch that many. Well, this year we haven't. The first.
That's because we only watch one at a time.
Yeah, I know. The first year of COVID, dude, we watched so many.
It's because the rest of our
life
went on hold.
2020. Yeah, and we just like binged.
That's what we did constantly.
Mm hmm.
But now we have a little more lives to do.
To do, you know, yeah. And so, you know, that's the only reason we found this, because it was suggested to me by, I think, more than one person. so glad we found this one. It's very cute. So we're talking about To Jenny, obviously. It's in the title, believe it or not. And this one is that, you know, this obviously, it's only 2 hours long. So it's basically just a movie, like literally just a movie. And so this is going to be like spoilers of the entire thing.
Yeah.
But just, you know, that's what's going to be.
Everything we do is spoilers.
Everything we do is spoilers. But I'm like, this one is spoilers of the entire thing. Because it's only 2 hours long. Anyway. So with this one, all the description, at least not all, but a lot of the descriptions I found for this show were like super vague. And I was like, okay, it just, you know, it just him wanting to write songs, and it just said like she's going through a rough patch. That's so vague. I think my drama list had a longer one, but that one was so long it might have had spoilers in it, so I didn't read that one. And but all of them were really vague, so I was like, I don't know what exactly we're getting into, but it sounds pretty straightforward, basically. So, obviously, the general, you know, storyline is him writing songs, which is, like, that's one thing that I was really excited about in this one, is I was obviously expecting singing in it, and we got that. So, I was very excited about that, especially. So, I'd say, generally speaking, like, the two mains, or leads, his sister, the mom, like, majority of the main characters felt quite realistic, I'd say, quite believable.
The little sister was a bit older than most little kids that age aren't quite that mature.
I could see her mature quickly because of that.
The whole thing with her and the little boy and her dating that was, and her ex-boyfriend. Oh my gosh. That was a bit much.
I think it was fun.
But she was...
No, I thought that was...
But I can see, I mean, she was old enough to be on social media and she was aware and...
Oh yeah, for sure. But majority of the characters, like, none of them were, like, super over the top or anything.
No, no.
Which, as you might know, we can't handle that. We're boring people. We want real...
We want real people.
Well, no. I want either a realistic character, like, lots of realism, or full like, a fantasy, like a Gumio or something. Like, you know...
But
like,
they still have to be believable, even if they're a fantasy character.
Yeah, they need to be a believable Gumio. I know how Gumio acts.
Exactly. So that's right.
All right, yeah. But no, especially Jungmin, which is the male lead, he was just freaking adorable. Oh my gosh. And it was cute how... It was kind of cute how shy he was. Like, yeah, he wasn't, like, overly, but it was entertaining for sure. And then also how he was with, like, singing and playing for people. Like, it was kind of cute how he will do it with his, like, his sister, his friends and stuff.
Right.
And then I like that we got to see that after a while he was able to even sing in front of Nara and, like, that kind of thing. That was cool to see.
It was neat to see how he was accomplished at songwriting and composing. And, you know, he put a lot of stuff up on the internet with his sister's help.
He put a little bit.
Several songs. So it wasn't like he was going through learning that process.
No, he mentioned he'd been playing the guitar since elementary or middle school, and that his father was a musician. Like, he'd obviously been interested in music and been doing music for years, like, most of his life, honestly.
But he didn't have the support that someone like that needs to have because of his uncle.
Because you go from, say, it was middle school to 7 years graduated from high school. That's a long time. That's how long it was. It was a 7-year gap in there.
Yeah.
And, I think him especially, I think we got to see the most character development.
Yeah.
Like, you'd mentioned the development of his songs, actually.
Yeah, they, like, the first song that we heard him play for his sister, mm-hmm. you know, she was all set to post it, and halfway through the song, she's like...
You gotta be kidding me.
She just, like, shook her head.
I know.
And it was perfectly good song. I mean, the
sound, especially
the sound, and it was pretty. It was a very pretty
really
song.
Funny, 'cause it was pretty,
but
the lyrics the
pretty sound didn't match up with the ordinariness of the lyrics.
Which there was nothing wrong with.
That. No, there wasn't.
No, it was just not what you would expect from that type of sound.
And it wasn't a real deep. Meaningful
but
song.
It wasn't trying to be, but yeah.
But as he moved along throughout the show, his songs started to have more meaning behind them.
Yeah.
Like Tiramisu Cake.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one. Is so easily stuck in your head. It was cute, and you wouldn't call it deep exactly.
No, but it had meaning.
But it
to
had
it.
Meaning
for
to
sure.
It.
Mm-hmm. And it was.
You could tell he took inspiration specifically from something.
And I'd say he was definitely my favorite character.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And I was like shocked. I'm like, how have we not seen him in anything? Like, what the heck?
But we have. Just didn't realize
it. No. It was majority of them were quite minor characters. I think one of the main ones he's known for is Prison Playbook, which we're meaning to see.
Yes, sometimes.
It's just long, so we have not seen it. He was in Arth Doll, was probably one of the biggest ones we've seen him in.
Right.
That one, we didn't recognize him because in Arth Doll, obviously his styling is very, very different.
Everything there is so tribal almost.
Yeah, it's very different. And then you had seen him in Sweet Home. Sweet Home.
But I didn't finish it.
No, but you saw him in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was really... I mean, he had a cameo in Hospital Playlist. And, it was so funny who he played in Racket Boys. Because we just finished that show. He played, like, a bad
boy. And we didn't know it.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't recognize him from that. But I'm very... very excited to see him in a new show. he's had a bit more lead roles, like more recently, like in Our Beloved Summer, and then also in Do You Like Brahms? Like, those are a bit more, he had a bit more of a main role, and then also like that Battle of Jongsari, which is a movie. But I'm very much looking forward to what his next upcoming one is. I think I definitely like keep my eye out, especially.
Yeah, we tend to do that. We tend to really like actors and actresses and how they perform, and then we follow their shows.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
We'll watch a show completely for a single person.
100%. Yeah. Which, I mean, at this point, we've seen enough stuff that specific shows we recognize, like, half the cast.
Yeah.
Like, when we watch Confidential Assignment, oh my word, we recognize, like, almost everybody. It was kind of funny. Or Prison Playbook, we were watching the trailer for it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We know so many people in that cast. But one thing that made a lot of sense is that Kim Seung-chul, who played Jungmin, he started his career in musical theater.
You can tell.
Yeah, for sure. Which makes it was very purposeful to cast him because he could sing. And it was obvious his vocals were live. That was him singing for sure. And I think that was a very smart thing to do, obviously. I mean, I don't know how you cast someone who, like, can't sing. Doesn't work very
but,
well.
But if you cast someone, you might cast someone for their look.
Right.
And they can also sing.
Right. I'm wondering if his was mainly for him
for
being
singing.
Able to sing. I wouldn't be surprised. Not that he looks ugly.
Exactly. I didn't want that to misunderstand me.
Yeah. So, Nara, she's... I mean, I like her character. I don't, like, love it. It was fine, though.
It was fine.
Yeah. One thing I liked that she seemed like a genuinely nice person. She, like, there are other people at her company that were kind of rude and, like, two-faced. Mm-hmm. And, like, she really wasn't like that, even though she'd been in that industry for years.
Even though she had been totally taken advantage of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she had been patiently waiting for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, but she didn't, she wasn't, like, I mean, of course she was frustrated by it and mad at it, but she didn't, like, you know, she didn't yell or scream at people, you know, because of it. And I do like that they showed her hardships and how difficult it is to get into the entertainment mm-hmm. industry. I guess you call it entertainment. Yeah. And it is not an easy thing to do. It's also not an easy thing to stay relevant either. Right. And right. I think that was cool that they showed her hardships, but they also showed that she really was a hardworking person. I mean, she even just decided she was going to learn the guitar. Like, because basically her company told her to, which is kind of a shame, but...
Well, she basically had to create a new her in order to be successful.
It's kind of ridiculous, so, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the people want what the people want, and that's what you give them,
mm-hmm.
so...
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, shoot. What was that? Was it... was it Backstreet Boys?
What?
I think it was Backstreet Boys. When they came out, I think it was them. It was some early American boy group. They were like one of the first big boy groups. Then people were scrambling to get together. So, you know, they had like 50 bajillion of them. Basically just knockoff versions.
Right, exactly.
You know? That kind of thing is like he mentioned, oh, this is trending at the moment. Mm-hmm. You gotta be this now.
Yeah. I was just floored, though, when they were going to secretly give her song to the mm-hmm. other girl.
Yeah.
He specifically said, go out and do this.
Know, right?
And she did it, and it was good. And yet they were still going to
mm-hmm.
give it. I guess they were going to give it to the other girl because she was already successful.
Exactly, yeah.
Rather than trying to restart her career.
That's just so... Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much of that it was realistic. I think some was, some wasn't.
Well, they couldn't do it. Not without his permission.
No, which they did. She was just practicing it and recording it, but they did contact Jungmin with...
Yeah, they did.
Be like, we're going to be giving this other... Which, that I'm very glad of. Actually, I remember saying, like, oh, they're not even going to credit him or anything. Like, no, they did actually contact mm-hmm. him about it, which is... At least they did that.
Yeah.
The only thing is that Nara... I don't think... I don't remember the actress' name. She didn't... Her acting was fine. Like, it was not bad. Like, mm-hmm. really wasn't. It just... I didn't like her acting quite as much as Kim Sung-chul.
She just didn't feel as real.
For sure. He had so many sides to him. He was mm-hmm. very... decently complex character. Right.
Of course, the story was more about him anyway.
It was, for sure, but... I think it was partly acting, could have been partly the writing as well. I don't think her character was quite as good or as believable.
Right.
Really. Which, but in no way did it ruin the show for me.
Right.
It was just like, wasn't as good. Like, yeah.
Rather, at least she wasn't like, oh my goodness.
Like,
she
was still good.
She was fine.
Yeah, she just wasn't as good, in my opinion, at least, for this one in particular. Mm-hmm. So, the little sister. I loved the little sister. She was so sassy. And just, I love how she, like, she would kind of, like, joke around with him or kind of talk back. But then she'd also, like, comfort him or give him advice and, like, that kind of thing. One of my favorite things was when he wanted to give Nara the lessons. Mm-hmm. The, what you call it?
Guitar lessons.
Guitar lessons. And he was so nervous. His sister acted it. They, like, role-played it. Oh, my gosh. Like, this. Like,
and if you think about it, there had to be easily a 15-year... You think 15?
Oh.
Wait, how old was he supposed to be?
Well, I'm pretty sure that they were
5 years out of high school.
I think they were like 7 years.
Well, she was recruited while she was in high school.
I think they were 7 years out of high school. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. I mean, how old would you say the little girl is? I think they said like 10.
I guess between 10 and 12.
7 years. It's 7 years after they graduated. So let's say, how old are you then?
When you graduate? 18.
18. Now I'm saying like 18 plus 7, 25. If he's 25 and she's around 10, yeah, there's like a 15 year
age gap. Mm-hmm. But their relationship was amazing for such a big age gap.
It really was.
And it's partly because he was still living at home.
That helped.
Well, home with the...
Yeah, it was their home, yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But their relationship was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he talked to her as if she were...
Yes.
The same age.
I know, yeah. And, like, and here and there...
And so did she.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And here and there, some of her advice was actually, like, decent.
Yeah.
Like, some of it was, like, eh, but other...
Some of it was because she was a little kid.
Yeah, for sure. And then others, like, at one point when... Oh, so, such a cute scene. When he found out that Nara had a boyfriend, and he, like, was so sad... He went back and just hugged his sister.
Well,
like,
no, he just sat there.
And she hugged him.
And started to cry.
I don't remember.
And she comforted him.
It was so freaking cute.
It was.
And she basically said, just wait. Like, you'll have an opportunity if you stick by her and treat her well.
Right.
And she was right. It's exactly what it was. Is he, you know, still treated her well and stuck by her. And he was saying that she had amazing acting. Oh my goodness. She was so funny.
Yeah, she was funny.
I loved her.
That must have been a really fun role for her.
That looked fun, yeah. I mean, it was small, but it looked very enjoyable. So his friends.
Yeah, we noted his friends were unusual.
They were a little strange.
A little odd.
Which I think was somewhat purposeful.
Yeah. But they were pretty good friends.
Yeah, they seemed like decent friends. Like, we were mentioning how they were always the convenience store whenever he was going to have, like, this big question or something for Nara, and they, like, knew about the plan. Like, when at one point, remember when he wanted to give her lessons, but then he didn't know how to say it, and she walked out, and he's whipped out his guitar, and they were, like, trying to get her attention and stuff. And, like, and also when he was preparing for the open mic night, they came around.
Again and again and again.
And so the little sister.
When he failed again and again.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Speaking of the guitar lessons, I love the fact he didn't want to accept any money.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked his sister, what do you want from the convenience store? So she made this long list of all the stuff that she wanted, and that's what he charged.
I guess he didn't want anything.
Yeah. That was just so sweet.
That was so funny. But yeah, the sister and his friends, like, they really stuck by him when he was, like, trying to work up the courage to do the open mic night.
Mm-hmm.
And
then they all were there.
Mm-hmm. And that really showed how much they supported him in that and really believed he could do that for sure. So, obviously, one of the main parts of this drama is the music, which was very... Sorry, did I...
It just hit me. That was very different. He had his mom, his sister, and his two friends.
Yeah.
Where Nara had nobody who was, like, really on her side and supporting her.
I never thought of that because we never got to see her family.
Right. But as far as... Well, she lived alone.
She probably has moved out.
She probably moved out.
Moved to the city.
Her parents might not even live anywhere near the city. But she didn't really have any close friends or anything.
Mm-hmm. Not that they showed. And definitely part of that was that she...
That makes it a lot harder.
It does, yeah. And part of that was that her first group just didn't work out, apparently.
Right.
And that, you know, probably all those girls she was really close with, but they kind of went their separate ways.
Right.
And then, like, they showed the one scene with some of the trainees. In the
practice
whatever you
room.
Yeah, in the practice room.
Mm.
And, like, they were nice, but it's, like, kind of that awkward, like, we're going to debut and you failed. Like, that's awkward. Yeah,
you've been here for 7 years, yeah. And we've been here for, like, 2, and we're going to debut.
Yeah, that's so
because you're awkward. All competitors to a certain extent.
To a certain extent, unfortunately, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that is one thing that I think it's partly because it was just so short. They weren't trying to incorporate her family as well. Mm. I think it makes sense that she moved away.
Yeah.
Partly to do her group originally.
Right.
As well. So, for the songs.
Sorry.
One thing that I had no idea till I looked it up was that all of the songs, except for one of them, which was To Jenny, which is one of the final ones, I think, were not written for the show. They were actually covers from...
Even though it was interesting because they really sounded like they were made for the show.
Is that I wonder if they picked them beforehand or picked them while they were doing the writing for it or what. I think it's... If I remember correctly, this is based off... Is this based off a novel or is this an original? Crap, I don't remember.
But, like, for instance, what you were talking about was when they picked the song is the one about the tiramisu.
Yeah, they incorporated that really well. They incorporated
the whole concept of her liking tiramisu into the story and then used this song about tiramisu cake, which the... What happens in the story and the song
made just go hand together. In hand. Exactly.
It felt like it was written for that story.
Okay, I'm pretty sure this is just an original.
Okay.
Yeah, and all of the songs felt like they went with the flow of the show very well.
Yeah.
And that was quite impressive considering they weren't written for the show. So I wrote them down real quick so I could say who the original artists were. So the very first one, which was the one about pork belly, this one I had the absolute hardest time figuring out because on Spotify, oh yeah, you can find the whole original soundtrack on Spotify. It was released in 2 different parts. You can find it if you just search To Jenny. But they list the original artist, which is very nice. It makes total sense. So the first one is listed at A.coma, like C-O-M-A. And I was like, okay, I've never heard of them. Who's that? Searched on Spotify, nothing came up. Searched here, nothing came. Like, I couldn't find anything. So I had to do some rabbit trailing from, like, the Korean song title and this and that. I found out that is actually the composer. I have no idea if... Because the composer... like, went under that name solo, and now it's a duo. Like, I have no idea if he sang the song or if he just composed it for someone else. I have no idea. But, I think it goes by, they go by A.coma. Like, I found out I'm in a coma. Like, they're very well-known composers in trot music. And also OSTs. I forgot to tell you about that.
They've
over 500 OSTs they've composed. Whoa. It's like insane. So that is not, so like I said, I don't know if that's one of them singing it or if that's just the composer of it. Okay. I'm not sure. So the other one, which is Tiramisu Cake, is by We Are the Night, and that one's from 2015. It was also interesting, these are all from a lot of them for different years. Grab Me, which is just, I couldn't believe that was a real song. Like, the other, it's very catchy.
Grab me.
Oh my gosh. Like, what the? Is that just a thing where it's like an English word in the Korean? Like, that was so, why grab me? Why am I, like, that was so weird.
I think it has to do with translation meanings.
I wonder.
It means a certain thing to us because it's English.
And like a grab is just quite aggressive.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. That was weird. But that's fine.
Anyway.
I'm not going to pronounce this right, but Choi Nakta, it's N-A-K-T-A, and that's from 2017. And then the Care About You, which is the one of the ballads, is by Melomance from 2015. That one's really pretty.
Oh, I've heard of them
as well. Yeah. I think they're a duo. That one's really pretty. I'd recommend looking at the original as well. Mm. And then Your Song, which is by Sam Kim, which is from 2016. Mm. Sam Kim I'd known. And that one is the one that they sang as a duet. And that, it featured a few different people,
Sam Kim sings it, does he do it as a duet?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's just... I think that one might have, like, two or three other people who also sing it. But, yeah, it is supposed to be as, like, a duet, basically. But, like, with a female voice, and then, obviously, To Jenny, which is, like, the title one or whatever. That one, it was written for the show.
Right.
Another thing that I found kind of strange, I don't know, it was cool, a little weird, was the background music.
Oh, see, that made perfect sense to me.
No. It made sense to me to use it in a music drama. It was basically, like, nostalgic, like, hit songs, basically.
Songs from 2018.
Nah. Wasn't it? Those were definitely from 2018. Right, I think they were earlier than that. Some of them might have been. Which, to be fair, it's 4 years old, so those songs are going to sound old to us. But I just thought it was just something to note because of how different it was.
Uh-huh. They didn't necessarily use Korean
I think almost songs. All but one of them, they were almost all English.
English, yeah. Well, I think that really put your focus more on the songs that he supposedly wrote.
Oh, for sure, yeah. But it was just something that you don't see. I think it's more because of what type of drama it was, also because it was so short that they chose to do that.
And they made it quote-unquote relevant, you know, whatever was playing on the radio then was what they used in the show.
It was just kind of interesting thing. One thing that we haven't seen much of are music dramas, like Korean music dramas, which is a very pretty, as far as I could tell, a semi-small genre, but it's definitely there. I looked up some lists. I'd only heard of a few of them before, like Page Turner, Dream High, like that kind of stuff. I'd heard of more than that. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. But the only other music drama we've ever seen, which is very different, is Sound of Magic.
Right. And they use their songs in a completely different way. Their songs in Sound of Magic were more like your typical musical.
Yeah, and that's what they were trying to be as
so
well.
The song, it almost, the story stops, the song happens, then the story can continue.
Kind of, but it's...
I mean, it's still a relevant song.
Yeah.
Whereas the
and
songs...
And also the characters, like, remembered it happening, too.
Yeah, the songs in To Jenny... Mm-hmm. are more where you would hear songs in actual real life being sung.
Yeah, it was, in this one, it felt very, very natural.
Yes.
Like when, you know, him and his friend were hanging out and they were like composing a song together, which is insane that people can do that. Oh my gosh. Me and you can't.
No,
sing
we can't
at all. No. Neither of us can sing, like, decently. You might be able to more than I can.
I can follow.
You can. You played guitar, though.
Yeah, and I can, if I'm in a choir and I've got voices all around me, I can match what they sing.
I don't think I can.
But I have a hard time
like
doing
yourself.
It on my own.
Yeah, but you did play guitar for years.
Right.
I don't play it. I did dance. I didn't do any instruments.
That's your artistic
thing. That's my artistic thing, yeah. And especially like when I said when him and his friend were just kind of, you know, jamming out in his room, it really, like, audio-wise as well, really felt like they were just sitting in his room singing a song.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't be turned into a production number.
Yeah.
When the songs came on.
And, I mean, it was a little different, obviously, for Nara. Like, obviously, hers were very different when she sang. They were much more, obviously, like, recordings.
Mm.
I don't know. He could have sang some of his songs live. I'm not sure. Instead of, like, recording and then putting it over top. I'm not sure. Which was fine. Like, I wasn't, like, it didn't affect me at all. It was just easy to tell with that. But no, that was so enjoyable how natural they felt with him And I think also that they had a decent amount of songs, but they weren't, like, constant.
Right.
Like, there was also storyline,
right,
you know?
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
And the entire story wasn't just about him writing songs. Mm-hmm. It was a bit more than that as right. well. Like, the one song that I think was actually kind of a cool effect that they did. Oh, boy. Oh, it was when...
It was when this, he, you mean the song he wanted to sing when he was in
yeah,
high school?
Yeah, when he sang to her for the very first time on the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And then they basically visually had it so that he was singing to her in the...
Auditorium
again. I thought that was actually cool. It was different mm-hmm. than the other ones. They didn't just show him sitting there. But I think because that song specifically... related to that moment. Yeah. That made a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Also, it's a really pretty
it
song.
Was a very pretty
and I really
song.
Liked his cover of it as mm-hmm. well. He also did a very good job with all his covers. Like, I was listening to the originals. They sound, you know, obviously he put his own sound to it, but they stay very close mm-hmm. to the originals. But I think with that song in particular, I think it worked fine that they had a different visual like that. I think they used
well,
it
and they
well.
Only, that was the only song that they did that kind of visual with.
Well, the only other one they did not as much was when she sent him the video of her singing, and then he sang along with it.
Yeah.
And they showed, like, both happening simultaneously, which was neat to see them just doing a duet for the first time. That
yeah.
was fun.
But they didn't know they were doing a duet. You know, she didn't know he was singing along.
Sure.
You
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm. And I also like how just, like, you know, when he's was, you know, sitting in the convenience store and he had, like, his... It's not sheet music. It's, like, blank... What do you call that? I don't know music stuff.
I don't know what you
blank
call
sheet
that. Blank
music,
sheet music.
Whatever that
blank,
was.
Blank,
what's it called? Blanking?
I'm blanking.
What is that called? But him just, like, sitting there doing
composing
yeah,
his
that
songs.
Was so, like, again, I'm just, like, what you call it?
We don't know how to do that kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, yeah. I have no idea. How do you, like,
I did
just
it once.
Come up with a song and a beat? And,
I did it one time in college.
Really?
Yeah, I wrote a... worship song.
Okay. Did you do all, like, the chords and stuff?
I did.
Any good? Did you write lyrics?
Well, I took the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Well, I took a scripture and I wrote a song based on it. So my lyrics were kind of pulled
Right. Any good? Don't remember?
It was fine.
Okay. It was a song.
It was
That's
a song.
More than I've done. So I did. There's a song. I've done zero.
Oh, when we were at your graduation meeting thing.
Yeah.
The girl from college I ran into, she remembered it. She's like,
really?
She's like, hey, now and then I think about that song you wrote in college.
So
I'm
maybe
like,
it was.
Really?
Maybe it
Whoa.
Was, maybe it was good. She still
remembered that.
It's been
like, wow, I forgot about
long
that.
Long time.
Yeah.
Really? Did you, like, perform it in front of people or just in front of friends?
Probably just friends.
Just friends. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So you made a song.
I made a song. Yay.
No, but what they were doing is,
Never
like...
Never again. Yay.
Yeah, what they were doing was just...
Totally different.
Crazy.
Totally
yeah.
different.
So with this being such a short drama, like we said, basically just a movie because it's only 2 hours... Like, there were some things that they were able to get away with that, like, longer shows probably wouldn't have been able, or wouldn't have been as good. Like, for example, the petty girl from the,
Label. Yeah.
Like, that is something that I have seen in shows multiple times, a very similar
character.
And we get
character. So sick of them.
You know, you just start rolling your eyes after a while. It's like in Gangnam. that chick.
Well, she was even more just
chill already. Like, dude, it's not.
You're not the center of the universe.
Seriously? Yeah. Like, I mean, we have a lot of that in our Gangnam episode. That's an old one, too. Yeah. Oh, goodness. And that is something I was kind of, like, I didn't mind her character too much in this one because we saw so little of her.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice to just have, like, a little bit, and then that's it. Like,
well, see, and for her, it wasn't just her being all...
No.
Her company was supporting that in her.
Yeah, it was the company. That's very true. And then also that, like, obviously this one's so short that I didn't really expect to see the two leads really, like, date. Like, they went on, like, basically a date. When they went to that, like, festival and stuff, they went, like, a date. They went, like, a day trip.
Sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It was nice, though. Like, the development of their friendship.
I really liked.
We didn't really get to see a lot, but they showed.
Just enough.
Like, clips of their guitar lessons. I forgot to mention
that. Is that they showed how, especially for him, how it took him time to get comfortable around her and get used to it. And then once he did, he was totally comfortable.
And they were great friends.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with them also dating. I mean, yeah. They're good friends as well. And, yeah, I like that they like you said, they showed clips of the guitar lessons basically to show the passage of time.
Yes, yes.
And that was a cool way to show how... It'd been a little bit. Like, exactly. They've gotten to know each other.
We did it, instead of showing us their first lesson and then their 50th lesson.
No.
We sort of saw it progress.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And
without having too many scenes about it.
Oh, for sure,
you know?
Yeah. And not seeing them date is something that I expected. Like, it's a big movie.
Yeah.
It's about what I expected. And with the pacing... I was actually surprised by the pace in a good way. A lot of shorter... I mean, it's tricky to compare. A lot of shorter dramas we've seen are more like web dramas
and
stuff.
Yeah, and they're choppier,
so to speak. Some kind of have to be sometimes.
Yeah.
Like Can I Step In?
Well, the fact that this wasn't broken up into lots of short episodes helped prevent that, I think.
It did, for sure. Like, and majority of it, to me, never felt like it was too fast or too slow.
Mm-hmm.
Especially too fast. You can sometimes get that with shorter dramas.
Yeah, can feel rushed.
Yeah, and especially ones that are broken up into, like, 10-minute or 30-minute ones are usually not too bad.
Right.
But the really short, like, 10-minute ones, they're not trying... A lot of them aren't trying to be this constant, like, they're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
They are, but they're not, like, directly after each other sometimes. Like, sometimes they just won't finish specific scenes and stuff like that. But with this one, I never felt like, oh, I need to see the end of that scene.
Yeah.
Which sometimes does happen to us with shows.
It does.
But this one... I never really had that, and I'm glad.
Well, they never really didn't complete scenes, either.
Mm-mm. Not that I can remember, no. And I like that.
Yeah.
I kind of sometimes find it annoying when dramas don't.
Yeah.
So, with the ending... So, this was the very, very end, like, right before the end, was when, you know, he did the open mic night, which is really fun to see his... How he was able to...
It was really funny. You kind of predicted... You said something about, well, couldn't you do it with your eyes closed?
I wondered, and he did. And then he's, slowly opened them. Oh, my gosh. It was so cool to see his, like, courage to actually be able to do that. And so the ending where, in the middle of this PC cafe, he whips out a guitar and starts singing to her. That is pretty dang cheesy. I'll admit that.
That was.
Especially a song. Any kind of serenading is always a little cheesy, you know?
Except that what he sang
wasn't
cheesy.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah. But because it was a shorter drama, mm-hmm. and because music was such a big component right. of it, it actually did fit quite well. Yeah. Whereas some longer length shows, that might just be kind of a cheesy way to end it. Mm-hmm. This one, it wasn't too bad at all, really. Yeah. And then at the very end, they had a time jump. Very small time jump. Nothing very long.
Yeah.
It's funny, because I usually really dislike time jumps. And I'm just like, is this how we have to resolve it every time? Goodness. Like, you know, I don't, like, some I don't mind. But others I'm like, just why was that necessary right. sometimes? Whereas this one, I actually quite liked it. Like, you know, we went from, like, okay, he basically just confessed, what now, to right. seeing that they're...
And she's gone from her company.
Exactly, yeah. To see them, they decide they're going to be doing music together, and, like, live streaming, mm-hmm. and, you know, kind of like a little snippet into what they're now doing with their yeah. lives, but nothing...
It wasn't like,
a snippet to their marriage.
Exactly. wasn't a time jump to the wedding.
Oh, gosh.
That would have ruined. Ugh. That would have ruined it.
Yeah, would have ruined it. That's what I mean by, I really don't mind especially small time jumps. Yeah. I think even yeah. more. And so, I'd say overall, it was such a cute watch.
It was.
It was light. But it wasn't, like...
It was so pleasant.
It was pleasant. Like, it wasn't quite fluffy.
No,
it's more just pleasant. It was decently realistic and very enjoyable. It had some bops. It had some good... I really liked a lot of the songs he sang and, like and stuff like that. Those are very fun songs, mm-hmm. a lot of them.
Or so, beautiful
Or very songs, pretty, yeah. yeah. And one thing I found out was that the Instagram yes. that he made and posted songs to is still up. It is still an Instagram, which I thought it might not be because if this is from 2018. I wonder if they took it. I was wondering if they had taken it down, but they didn't.
What's the,
So it is Superstar Min 92. It's all one thing, and it'll come up, and it literally says, like, to Jenny, and then it's here. It's so cute.
So it's the ones that
he posted
in the yes, show.
It has videos of him singing those songs, and that's just, like...
That is so cool.
That is so cute. And then, I don't know, I just thought that was such a cool touch.
It is.
That they made that an actual... I mean, obviously it's not active or anything, but if you want to go look at that and look at those videos specifically, mm-hmm. I thought that was really cute that they actually left it up there.
Yeah,
like I said, I thought because it was, you know, like 4 years ago at this point, they might not be, but right. no, it's still there for sure. So I'm so glad we watched this
yeah,
drama.
Yeah,
and this is one that you especially can just bang out in a day because it's only 2 hours. It's yeah. literally a movie. We did it in two, but it's one of those things where it is sometimes nice to have a shorter drama between stuff, mm-hmm. especially like, you know, if you had one show that you just really, really like and don't know what to move on to, mm-hmm. a lot of times having something short and sweet
right.
in between can be kind of nice.
Right. And this was, it was very satisfying.
Mm.
It wasn't just short and shallow.
It wasn't shallow, yeah. But it wasn't too shallow, but it wasn't too deep.
It didn't you know need what I mean? To be any deeper than it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it
yeah.
was deep enough that, you know, we saw some character development mm-hmm. going on, but it wasn't
dramatic,
like, you know,
action movies or something like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah, it wasn't that. It was very much a slice of life as well. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that I wish more people knew about,
yeah.
for sure. I mean, it's not like a... It actually is quite decent quality for, mm-hmm. I mean, every now and then you see some web dramas that are like a little bit less budget, which is, I mean, understandable. It takes a lot to produce that kind of thing. But this one had pretty good quality. It is from 2018, so don't expect like 2022 quality yeah. in it, of course. But no, and this is one that I think honestly they could have spread it out more. Obviously, changes in writing, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think they could have gotten away with it, but I think they did a quite impressive job, actually, of fitting a satisfying story in 2 hours.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was very impressive. I thought, going into it, I thought it was going to be very different pacing than it actually ended up being. Huh. I expected more of a web drama, actually. But no, it's a short drama. There's a big difference there. But, we enjoyed it. So there's
definitely.
That. I would definitely recommend it. I want to, especially for short dramas specifically, I think I'd recommend it.
Especially if you like, what would you call it, more indie type music.
Yeah, I'd probably call it that. The songs that he sings specifically, yes. It's a little bit, it's not like your K-pop.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
more of a different, it's more of quote-unquote indie.
Yeah.
I don't know music terms, but I think it's more indie than like, K-pop, pop side of it for sure. And one thing I wanted to mention was that our next episode is of Racket Boys, because that was our September watch.
Right.
That one was pre-recorded, because we, planned that one out, right, but didn't leave enough time for this. That one's pre-recorded, so that one we actually did do back in PA, but that won't be till next week.
So when we question, I hope we had a good time at the beach, we're definitely...
It's only Monday, right. And we're here till...
Saturday morning.
So really till Friday, but
yeah.
So far,
having a good time.
Read lots of manga.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah, very good weather. We were lucky because we came mid to end of September.
It could have been cold.
It could have been. No, we were lucky though. We actually got 70s, 80s, very nice weather. Actually, not too much into 80s. Mostly high 70s. There's only supposed to be one day. It's going to be a little rainy. But other than that, we got really lucky.
Yep.
Had good food so far. Very excited for that,
All right.
That's my favorite part of the beach, man.
Yeah, that's your favorite part of it, of life.
Food. Oh, yes. My gosh. But, wow. So I'm going to accept you say. I thought you just said, I think you're going to say every place, not of life.
That's your favorite part of going places.
Oh, for sure.
Is the food.
Oh, that yes. I agree with. I mean, it's up there in some of my favorite parts of life as well. That's fair. I love trying out new restaurants and stuff. I love it. That kind of thing. So, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you all next time.